States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and now that we have the recording running, for the record, we all got Penguin Plunge's t-shirts for Penguin Plunge in March, and we were told that they'll be back asking again. So thank you to those wonderful folks that put that together. It's amazing what they do for families with kids that are hurting in our community. And we get to do it at our park. I would entertain a motion and a second for the adoption of the minutes from September 12th.
So made. Second.
We've made a couple minor changes that Jennifer already has. Are there any other issues that need to be corrected?
Nope.
Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We will now open for public comment on any of the action items. The action items are for our audited voucher summary, for us approving the Nyack Memorial Barbecue to be here on August 23rd. Is that the right date?
I want to make sure. Is that it's a Sunday?
Well, no, it was July.
Yeah,
it was July.
Yeah, it was the same.
July
23rd?
No,
it's not.
The
this is third Saturday in July.
July 18th?
Yeah.
Let's first vote to change that resolution to say resolution of the village board to approve the use of Memorial Garden, Memorial Park on July 18th, 2020. I need a motion and a second to amend the resolution.
So moved.
Because it's correct in the heading of the resolution.
Oh, it is?
It's correct.
Let's just do this anyway.
And then, but then within the date, within the resolution itself, it has the wrong date.
It has the 25th. We have like
dueling.
I know. We have like dueling dates here.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, we.
September.
Got it.
Okay, so all the dates will be July 18th. We have a motion from Elijah. I need a second. And we'll just
second.
Go. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, now I need a motion for the resolution itself.
So moved.
Oh, gosh, we were supposed to have public comment first. Sorry.
I have a comment.
I went right through it. All right, so we'll go back to public comment now. And then the resolution for Montessori to have their party on October 4th, their picnic. So any comment on any of those resolutions? Please. Just state your name, please.
Joe Carlin, 2nd Avenue, Nyack. First of all, I hope this is okay. Congratulations on the website.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
It's actually the staff, too, Joe. I mean, our staff worked so hard at that. And Elijah had a great deal to do with it, getting all the editing done and stuff. I mean, it was really a team effort.
And the show. Excellent.
Thank you.
I don't have to call you anymore.
I don't have to figure out how to tell you how to do it anymore.
If you spot something else, though, let us know.
Okay. Yeah, obviously, something like this. But I think 95% of it is obviously will always be an issue here and there. But
right, now I got to figure out how to do it.
Okay, so I have a question, and from the about the memorial barbecue. So from the presentation last week, the gentlemen that were here, they talked about how they did it in different places, and they want to do it this year, next year in Nyack. And just to preface everything, I'm in favor of it, no question about it. My question is, if you allow, permit this group to hold such a large barbecue, basically will take over the Memorial Park. I know there's been a number of times that groups have come to the village and asked to hold their events in Memorial Park. How will we be able to say no to them?
It's a community event. that's being put on for the entire community.
So the entire community, not
yes,
just
everyone's invited. Okay, so they're very, very open to have everyone
okay,
invited.
Okay,
it's completely
okay.
different context in my view.
Okay.
That's
I mean, as long as it's, you know, defensible.
Yep.
I
it's
mean,
a community.
We thought about that.
Yeah,
it's really
to everybody.
A community-wide event. They want everybody.
Everybody in the entire
yeah.
community.
Yep.
Okay, that's right. But
no,
if somebody would
question.
Come, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, it is a good question.
Good question. Okay. Any other public comment on any of the resolutions? Okay, seeing none, let's run through them. Resolution 2019-70 to accept the audited voucher summary.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? We haven't necessarily seen it yet, but it's usually pretty thorough.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Resolution for the Nyack Memorial Barbecue, 2019-71.
So moved.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Resolution 2019-72 for us to approve the Montessori Center of Nyack to close Fifth Avenue from Marion to North Broadway from 8:30 to 2:30 for a school picnic on October 4th.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Public comment on any item. If you guys don't want to stay until like the end of the meeting, until we get to communications and want to bring your stuff up now, we'd be happy to hear from you.
Oh, I just want to make a comment on something with regards to.
Give us. Could you just stand up? You're on tape now. So, yeah, so if you would stand up and just give us your name. Sorry, we're going to have to be a little more formal than we've been in the past.
Sorry. Okay, do you want me there? Do you want
no,
me there?
No, you can be right there. You just
there?
Have to tell us your name.
Okay, no. Okay, my name is John Joseph Dunnigan, and I reside in the village at 8 South Broadway. Now, there is a new restaurant, bar, nightclub in town, and last weekend, Friday, Saturday, well, I believe it was Saturday night, the music was excessive. Nobody really lives in town. Okay, all right, so it was excessive. It was blaring throughout the village, and till at least midnight.
Which restaurant, Jack?
It's
the up
lounge? Down.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was the one.
Was the
that's
lounge?
The only new one. That
yes, I
know.
Believe that's
okay.
The new one. Yes. So I just want to address that, and possibly if somebody
Do you know if anyone called the police when it was that noise?
I did not.
Okay.
I
we
was
can find
waiting
out. So
for,
it was Saturday night.
I believe it was Saturday night, and I you know basically. There would be some, you know, through the usual media of modern day, and that's the internet, you know, there would be some talk. And then, according to my son, I think there were a few things mentioned about the, but it was rather excessive.
That's one section of the noise ordinance that we actually addressed in the downtown, that if there's music coming from a place, you can hear it at the curb. They can be written up into sort of objective, mm-hmm. more of an objective standard.
Yeah. That applied to what we were talking about with 60, because Taco Lounge, I got complaints from that as well. So
we need to call. We do
no, I think at least two people.
One person called.
I got yes. another. Right, no, but I got another email from Drew Kleiner.
I did too.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They said that they had called before. I didn't
okay.
see it. I've already spoken with the police department about
okay.
that issue.
Okay.
So, all right.
Yeah,
that's
no, good.
Thanks, Jack.
I just saw that share that. Okay,
thank,
thank
you very
you.
Much.
Just a question. Who are you supposed to call?
Police.
Police.
Yeah.
And get a statement from the police that they could hear the noise from the curb. Is that sufficient to take it further?
It's sufficient to give them a ticket, yeah.
Do you have a comment, Joe?
Yeah, I do. Joe Carl again, Second Avenue. I'm just wondering, what the heck is happening with Chichi Vista? Don't see any movement there. I know that they have permits. Have they done any, besides the remediation of the brownfield, has there been any progress? Has anything happened? I know that Walter, you're working on the public walkway, and nothing. I mean, isn't there a time limit from when the permit is issued? I know that they can ask for extensions, but it's been quite some time. And the question is, where does the village stand about that? Because not only is Gedney a work zone, I mean, the sidewalks are all taken up by these barriers. People are complaining parking and all sorts of other issues. And the fact is, it looks like we have a big hole in the middle of the waterfront.
Could you be more exact about parking? Because there's that's not impacting any parking.
But the sidewalks, there are no sidewalks because they have their construction barriers on the sidewalks.
On the other side of the sidewalk.
No, you can towards Main Street and then down Main Street.
Oh, down Main Street.
Yeah. But yeah. Also yeah. Towards
you
Main
said
Street.
Gedney. That's why I was.
There are no. Sidewalks, basically. Now, how long will this continue?
So, the property owner went through the land use process. Part of the special permit was negotiating and agreeing on a land acquisition development agreement, which part of which would be getting deeds to the waterfront in the village's hand. That negotiation is over. What we're waiting for is signed copies of that to be presented to the village. If you don't have them, we can't make them turn them over. But there is time limits on approvals. The only permit that was issued was a limited permit for footings for the garage foundation, and that work has been done. That permit's good for 2 years. They could ask for an extension, but when it's up. And if they don't do any work under it and it expires, then they got to come back and go through the process again, unless they get some extension. So.
I thought it was 1 year.
No, it's 2 year.
With 2 half-year extensions.
No, not on the actual physical issuance of the permit. So, talked to the building department about it, and I talked to the property owner about it, and they have submitted full-blown plans. Those plans have to be reviewed by the building department before they issue a formal building permit for the project. And these are, it's a big development. So what we did is we retained ICC, the code of people who write the New York State Building and Fire Code. They have a plan review service that we use the developer's money to pay. So they're sent out for review. Mm-hmm. So, but no permit's going to be issued to build the actual physical project as opposed to just the footings for the foundation until we get the LOTA agreement in hand and the plans are reviewed and they're up to snuff. And they're on a timeline, and they should know what it is. So I can't give you a date off the top of my head. I could give you a date if I looked at it and came back.
Do you know?
It is what it is, though. Right, that date is the date.
But I was going to say, ballpark, do you recall roughly when that would be? Is it like six months from now? A year from now?
Yeah, I was going to say it should be.
I'm just ballpark.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not trying to hold you to it.
So that's where it is. The plans are in. They're, there's significant. They've been sent out for review, but I don't have a land acquisition agreement in hand. So
the footings, the foundation is finished. The cabin is finished.
No, just the footings for the garage floor are there.
Okay, but not the actual foundation of the not the floor of the garage.
No.
Okay, so that's connected somehow with the remediation, the ground field. That they were going to put a cap on it.
Well, the garage floor is a cap.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah,
that's not permitted. It's not permitted to be done under what they have.
Okay, but it's under control.
What do you mean? I mean, under control is a relative phrase.
Well, I mean, there's a clock ticking, and so
clock is ticking.
Yes, clock ticking. And it is what it is. It's the
I don't care if it's them or somebody coming in to build a deck. You can't make them undertake the work, but clearly it's in their interest to do so. It's in the village's interest to do so, but it's tough.
Yeah, it's up to them. They're either going to expire or they're not.
Right, right, right. But
there's nothing we can do.
Looking after that time when it expires.
Of course we are.
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, I would assume the building department.
Just like we do whenever any.
Sure, I know. That's what people are wondering.
Yeah.
I know, I get the question all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. And is it possible in the meantime, while they decide what they're doing and how they're going to proceed, to remove those barriers from the sidewalks? Is that possible? Because, for instance, the Claremont, the public access to the pier, which is another issue, but I'm not going to go into that now, is pretty much impeded by the fact that there's no actual sidewalk to walk down there. On the other side, there's a sidewalk, but it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, there's ways to get down there. So the question is, can we remove those?
Exactly.
So we can ask the building department to look at it to see if it's possible.
But if it's a safety issue.
Because I came in.
No, I'm not expecting an answer from you.
We can certainly ask the building department, Don or Paul, to go down and look at it.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what it actually looks like.
Yeah, I walk down there all the time and.
I do too, but I still don't remember what it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of the issue on Main Street anyway, from what I can see, is that the excavation is fairly deep and it's relatively near the street, so I could imagine that you want to have it very carefully fenced off, both so a person couldn't fall in and a car could not. But
we'll ask
really
check it out.
Just check it out.
And see.
Yeah.
And we'll either have them change it or not.
Okay.
Roger.
As long as you're talking about that street, as you come down,
Roger Cohen,
yeah. 3 Main Street. As you come down Gedney Street, heading south, so Main Street's right in front of you. It's a very dangerous intersection now because of all those barriers that were put up. So as you come in to hit Main Street, and then you have to make a right, you have to stick your whole car's nose out into Main Street in order to see what's coming from the left, because those barriers are there, so there's no sight line.
And the house on the right, too, is...
It's been that way.
It's been that way for a long time since they put the barriers up.
It's worse.
It's much worse.
It's worse. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen somebody get T-boned there because they pulled the nose of the car.
The key is they come right down the middle of Gedney as opposed to recognizing that it is a two-lane road. So if you stay to the right when you're going to make that right, you don't get them coming down. But it's still bad. I mean, I do it every day.
Let's have Don look at the safety issues for the sidewalk, and if we need to get a traffic guy in, we can see if there's a different way of putting that up. It's been that way for a while.
Yeah.
I've been there 39
Any other public comments? Seeing none, moving on to our reports. Village attorney, we have no open.
You may have seen in an email of some tree modification of the tree ordinance coming out of the planning board and building department.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the tree ordinance that we have is in the zoning code, so that means that it needs to be sent out to Rockland County Planning and to our planning board for further comment before adoption. There's a 30-day window. The essence of this rewrite is that there would be an arborist who would work with the applicant in the building department to deal with tree replacement before it comes to the planning board, because the planning board is just overwhelmed with applications, and Don's feeling is he doesn't have the right under the code to give anybody a permit to remove a significant tree. So it's a rework to try to take the burden off the planning board and put it on the building department working with the quote-unquote village arborist on a per tree fee basis that would be paid by the applicant. So if you see that legislation, please give it a look, and I would ask the board to schedule a public hearing for its adoption in the December 8th.
So, yeah, I mean, so I was talking to Marcy. I think she's got questions about it. I have questions about it. I think the tree committee is supposed to meet October 8th. I think the Tuesday in October, I'm trying to remember. So I think, schedule a public hearing, but I know that there's at least a couple specific things that I'm definitely going to propose revising in that.
You know what, then we shouldn't send it to the county because it may have changes that we have recently.
Yeah. I mean, they're not necessarily huge things, but there's at least, when I did a quick read through when I first got it yesterday, I think, or the day before, did a quick read through and saw at least about two or three sentences that I have major questions about. I'd say 85% of it's probably okay.
Yeah.
So I was going to talk to Marcy, and I think we're going to talk to the tree committee next, about 2 weeks.
Yeah, let's have the tree committee look at it first, get the changes.
As you know, we have public hearings coming up on a few items, and October 10th, Parks and Recreation Law, 10 to 40 people rule, zoning amendments on solar, November 14th, stormwater management, November 14th, and I'm working on a couple others. I would respectfully request an executive session on a matter of potential litigation that just came up this week.
Need a motion and a second for exec session?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Walter, when you have those, since the public hearings are going to be scheduled for the next meeting in October, can we get the law, the drafts of the new local laws as soon as possible?
The only one in October is the
the park.
The park law. I think I sent that around.
I don't think I have it.
I sent it around?
I can send it.
So.
I'm sorry, but I think I only sent it to the clerk. And what's our, when we're having these public hearings, I guess we probably should be getting the laws up on the website.
Yep.
As soon as we can.
We usually do.
Okay. No, I know we usually
Sorry.
We'll get them up.
Okay, right.
The excellent website.
The excellent website. That's a good reminder. Mm-hmm. Anything else, Walter?
No, not right now.
Village Administrator, Jim.
As you've asked, I will not be reporting on the Water Commission as they meet once a month. So keep that up. The only component of that is that I am working with their engineer, the Water Department's engineer on that project, on the Water Main project, which is moving forward. And also with the Parks Commission, we'll try to keep that monthly. They haven't met, so there's not much to report at this time so far. However, and I also just cut down the overview on the projects. I'm just trying to think if there's anything. The pedestrian bridge, the bids are due tomorrow at 4 p.m., so we know what's going on with that. First Avenue is scheduled to start on the sidewalks. The CDBG project on the south side of the First Ave should start on Monday.
Can we get a notice out?
Oh, we will.
Okay.
No, we're getting all that prep now.
Great.
You don't want to tell them too soon. So they don't.
No, but I also...
Everything will go out tomorrow.
Procedures.
They, just to let you know, there's a letter they put out that's going out tomorrow. So they hand deliver the letter to everybody. The contractor hands a letter to everyone.
Got it. Okay.
And then we put our signs up and...
Yeah.
Footbridge, LED, and that project, now that you've agreed to the 3,000, that's moving a lot quicker now, so hopefully that'll keep pace with a February, March finish up. There was a recreation department, that I can keep giving to you, because they change a lot, there's a lot going on, I don't know if you have a chance to look at it. If you have any questions about that.
I think this update format, Jim, is great. This is exactly what I've always wanted to get, so thank you very much.
It's
like just some quick and dirty what's happening on all the projects and if there's been any changes, and it's excellent.
I think that I do need executive session, which would be for CBA. Bargaining agreement.
We don't need to pass another resolution.
No, we just tag on to that for... So it's no good. Other than that, that's good.
Are you going to do parking authority, or is Jim going to do parking authority?
I'll do parking authority. So behind Jim's stuff in department reports, there are there's a balance sheet and a profit and loss for the year ended May 31st, 2019 for the parking authority. The profit and loss is comparative, but, just like the other stuff, be patient with it. We'll get there. Of course, it's unaudited, so there will be some changes. I don't have a depreciation schedule from the auditors yet, so that'll be an additional expense in there. And after those, there is the current year, June through August. So that kind of shows you where you're at right now. There's a balance sheet and a P&L for those as well. It's kind of a work in progress. I worked on it a bunch last week, and I plan to delve into it a little bit more this year or this week, but I was out sick for a few days, so I apologize, but it's 95% good. And then, as you all know, the state auditor is here looking at the parking authority. She's gone for a while. She's waiting on some information. But she hopefully will get what she needs and get her audit done and get out nicely.
We'll probably have a bunch of recommendations to follow.
Auditors always have recommendations, and if they don't, it would be really odd. But I think that's a good thing. I think recommendations are good and help us get into the right direction and see things that maybe we weren't seeing before. So I like auditors.
So it says the parking authority has only made 2 lease payments to the village, still 4 months in. So what's that about?
That their monthly lease payment based on budget is $46,000, and
okay.
So they've made 2 payments, but they just don't have any additional cash to pay. So that's
okay.
Where I'm
are you concerned about that?
Absolutely.
Okay, so what's the next step then, I guess?
I think you have to know that you've just put the meters in, you've
exactly.
Just set the new rates. I think you have to give us a couple of months to see how that works, to see if we recover from that.
Okay.
Because remember, you did make those changes,
yep.
So
yep.
Let's let it work a couple of months.
So.
Before we...
So what I'm hearing is concern about panic at this point?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm saying no, because you
fine.
Haven't put it out there long enough to see how it works.
Yeah.
We don't know what the monthly...
Okay.
Yeah. Being only 4 months in a 12-month year, we're still kind of early, but it's definitely something to keep an eye on,
and
you
exactly
know, I wanted to make you aware of it, so,
yeah,
you know, at year end, you don't say, how come we didn't know about this, so at least we can watch it, and
it,
I'll be
it
doing...
It also helps us to watch what we do with parking. Okay, so that's the other segue I was going to speak to Jim about. If there's some way that you would be able to get me, like the different events where we give free parking, because I think we have to start looking at that, especially in light of this kind of stuff. So it's just something that we have to watch
mm-hmm.
this year.
Yep.
You know, because, you know, we rely on the meters. So when we have these events and we do these different things and we have so much free parking on prime days, you know, we have to think about that.
Well, that's why why Jim and I discussed having these more of a regular update, so that we're not getting caught off guard, as Jen said. I mean, a couple times we've come at the end of the year to go, wait, what? I thought we were fine in parking the last report we saw, and suddenly we're behind. So this, now that we're getting these every month, will make it so that we're watching where we are. So we've got now the financial reports are coming to us the first meeting, and the parking authority finances are coming to us
second.
The second meeting. So we'll be monitoring it all the way through. We'll be able to stay on top of it, make decisions as we move along, and not get caught off guard.
Jan, just one question on the actual financial statement here. When it says munimeter income, that
where are you looking at that?
I'm looking at the
what page?
Page 1 of the profit and loss previous year comparison. Just as a tax clarification, so munimeter income, does that include all meters, or it's just what we call the munimeters, or is that like, does that exclude the coin op, like the
little? No, that's all meters.
All meters. Okay.
Yep.
Thanks.
Yep.
Yep. These are new reports, so.
Yeah, new reports. So we're working on it. We'll try to make it a little bit more readable and. hopefully more comparative.
Excellent, thank you. And as we get a little bit further into this, and Louise and Marie are looking at it, they'll be also working on recommendations for us if we do end up with a deficit or an increase. We'll be able, start getting recommendations that we can consider as we move forward.
Can I get a copy of that report? Is it possible at some point?
I don't see any reason why not. We should probably.
Yeah, just gotta do FOIL.
What's that?
You gotta do the FOIL, but okay. If you come in tomorrow, I can give it to you. I'll have it ready. And then my only other thing is, and you all may already know this, but I just learned it today, is that the ONR has a municipal portal where they list out all the streetlights that we have in our village.
I think they just put that up.
Maybe, because I just got the email today, and I went on, and I was super excited about it. So you can go on, and it shows you all your things, and then you can report an outage or a light flickering, or which I was really excited for, because I get a lot of phone calls of, like, the light's out, and I say, well, call ONR, and they're like, but I already told you. I said, but I can't fix the light. So I'm really excited about it. Patricia said there was a light out on her street, so I put it in, and I'm going to watch and see how long it takes to actually get fixed.
Do they report back what they do?
They do. They say they do.
What did you have to report?
Well, it's by light number, but it also shows location. So, like, she's on Prospect, so it had four lights on Prospect, and it shows one was in the northwest side and one was on the south side.
Okay.
So you probably could figure them out if you didn't have a number.
Right, so it's, just not getting the pole number. Okay.
Right, yeah.
Well, how fun is that?
I was so excited today. Like, made my day.
We should probably put something up on our website announcing that, because people are always trying to figure out how to get their lights.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I will.
Really,
and it's on ONR's website?
Yeah. And actually,
it's a municipal portal on ONR's website. So I have at the login. But they could call us and we could help them. I mean, it might be something you want to say, available.
If we structure that announcement, we can get it.
On the website, because we have this drop down.
There's one out on Franklin and DP.
We have the website drop down that says, how do I, ... I think that would be something we could add. How do I report a streetlight outage? And then if people click on that, it'll just take them directly to ONR's site, and they can do it there.
Actually, I don't know. We can't let them go on our municipal site.
They can do it on ONR's site on their own, but they could also call us, and we can do it. So we would probably do the how do I and do it both ways.
No, I'm saying we could link it. We could link ours to their site.
Yeah,
so.
I misunderstood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
That's it.
Nice. See, there are some bright spots.
I know. The little things that make us happy in this office.
So, Water Commission, we don't have. Park Commission, we already went over. And we don't. Donna's not here, so we don't have anything on housing. Let's go right to communications. Jack, you're up.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you have paperwork in front of you. You have a question.
Did you ask, did we have a question?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
Please.
Do.
Thank
in
you.
Regard to what we were just talking about with the parking authority and the income, the 2019 free holiday parking entire village and the 2020 free holiday parking entire village. Is there a way to modify this that possibly in the parking lot or whatever, as opposed to the entire village?
Well,
anybody?
If you want to discuss that amongst yourself, but it's always best to ask for the entire pie as opposed to pieces.
Free parking for the pilot. I think that is a good question about whether, given what we're talking about with the cost, whether we want to offer just the free parking in the lots and encourage people to park there rather than everywhere.
Well, why don't we, we've done this in the past, but now we're probably in a different place. Mm-hmm. How about if we ask what this per day would cost, and then what it would cost if we just did the parking lots and not the streets.
And then that
and then
give
just
us
keeping in mind that Saturday is a prime day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what you'll do.
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm.
So we'll let's get that information, and then I think we can make a better decision.
Okay.
All right, Jack, so we're going to look at it. The dates, we're going to have to just see what this is.
Okay. So I can expect some kind of result.
Probably at the
next meeting. Okay.
Are we going to do the dates at the same these dates at the same time, or are we basically?
Are you okay if we do the dates for the events at the same time? Or
well, if we can get approve the dates right now, because
there is some free parking in there as well. How does everybody feel about just approving the dates of the events? The free parking is for a farmer's market.
I don't see a need to change the farmer's market free parking. It seems to be working okay.
Everybody else feel the same way?
I think, yeah, the event, yeah.
It's very limited in that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the farmer's market's different. That's a Thursday. It's not all day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those things there, I'm okay with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just have the concern with.
So we'll have a resolution put together for the dates for to pass at the next
okay.
meeting.
Okay. All right.
And then we'll consider the parking at the next meeting as well.
So is
just
there anything else that I should fret about?
That you should fret about? No. Fret about the free parking.
The weather, you know, climate change. I don't know.
Well, no, that's...
No, the dates.
My only question with this, I don't want this, I guess it's more a board question,
yes.
But so if we're just now approving the parking schedule and whether or not to do free parking for this
mm-hmm.
December, I don't think I also want to go ahead and approve it for next
I
year.
I don't think we should approve
so it. I would rather wait because we may...
Well, on
your
You're
thing here, you have 2 years of dates for 2019
park.
And 20 listed.
We're only going
to
do one.
And I'm saying if it's now September and we're considering what to do for the December that's only a month or two away, I don't know why we didn't approve this year last year. I don't want
to
approve next year this year. I want to wait until next year.
Yeah, that's always
okay.
We have been asking.
Because we see
so
we have to see
fret
the
about that.
Are.
We're only going
to
do 1 year.
Well, I'm not going to fret about it. You know, I never fret about anything 6 months or a year ahead of time.
I'm with you.
Right. So, okay, that's fair. Now, you have one more, and that's the ACADA dates. And that has not really a lot dealing with parking. It's just dates. There are three dates.
We haven't gotten
four street fairs.
Yes, we have.
Yeah,
it's the next page in your package.
So we're just approving the dates for the events.
You're approving the dates.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have any question about those dates?
Well, I was.
They're all Sundays, I assume.
I was kind of looking at that also to see how many we do a year.
Five. We cut it back, I think, from six.
So, yeah, you got April, May, what is it, April, May, July?
Between everyone I'm talking.
Yes.
Yeah, five.
We have
total
so September,
five.
September,
okay.
September Fest and Spring Fest are the chamber ones.
Right.
September.
And ACADA is
but what we did
Mother's
do.
Day, Father's Day, and October 11th.
Yeah.
Pretty
right.
much, right?
Yeah.
So,
well,
you have that
down.
All
April,
right.
May,
that's
July.
So I trained you well.
But
yeah.
What we also did, if I remember, we cut out one street fair, but then you have an event.
Mm-hmm.
You've put another event in, so there's an event when there's no street fair. I forget which event it is, but you brought it, yeah, because you wanted something each month, and I don't remember.
No, I don't believe we approved that.
No.
There's nothing in June or August.
No,
I think all, I
it
think
was
one year,
the
ball, I think,
it was either the Beer Fest or it
yeah,
was,
the, that was
right,
last
so,
year.
Right, so what I'm saying is we cut back one street fair, but you needed to have another village event, so you substituted a different event. So we still have six chamber events.
It's still six events with the Halloween parade.
Well, I mean, it's a lot more than six events if you're counting the
no,
the
I'm just
night,
talking,
the,
I'm
so
just
let's
talking
stay,
about
let's stay focused
yeah.
here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's stay focused. What's the question, Marie? Do you...
I think I think the question was how many street fairs.
So there's
with
five street fairs.
Five street fairs,
right. Okay, so
right.
we've always approved five street fairs,
right?
Right.
I have no problem with that.
Okay, so what's
September,
is there something else that we needed? Okay, so.
No.
Is it possible that you could approve some of the events like the Halloween parade. And
that's in your list here?
Yeah.
That we're going to consider at the next board meeting.
You're going to consider it.
We're asking for a resolution. We'll be voting on it the next quarter.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay,
The only thing that we're holding off on are the parking, the free parking.
Parking, free parking. Okay,
so
all right.
Do we also want a resolution?
Can I ask you a question? I don't see the, are you going to do the motorcycle?
No, no.
That's off?
No, we just do the automobile.
The classic car.
Classic car.
If they come to us with another one, they come to us with another one. So, and we're past the chamber one. We've already agreed on having that one done. All right. So we're now on the Acada one, and we're okay with the three dates on the chamber.
Three dates,
right?
Sure.
Okay.
The one question was how many. We got that answered.
Yep.
So we want a resolution at the next board meeting for Acada. Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I won't fret too
much. Don't fret. Please don't fret. So next is Center for Safety and Change and the Domestic Violence Awareness Month. They want to hold a vigil. I think last year we just said if you go down there and just don't take over the park, and right? They went down with pink shirts or whatever color the shirts were.
And this is in Veterans Park, not Memorial Park?
Yeah, Veterans. Well, see, again, I wish people...
The gazebo.
Call them what they are. In Main Street, it's Veterans Park. On the river, it's Memorial Park. We do not have a Veterans Memorial Park gazebo.
So there.
I'm serious. I change it every time somebody wants an event or where they want to have it, and yet things get published with it in there. And I think we specifically on the gazebo on Main Street, it's a veterans one. You've got the trees, the number of, you know, all of that. So that is definitely, and I think somehow we've got to make sure that whenever it's referred to properly, both of them, because we have the two independent parks.
So what would you, are you suggesting that when we get correspondence that we should call them and ask them what they really need?
Yep.
This one does say on Main Cedar Street.
So it is the Veterans Park.
That's right on line three.
But I think more of us should really pay attention to this, because things come in or people talk to us about it, and I continually change it if they say something to me. And it's not something, I think these are two separate items that need to be kept separate.
I would just ask the minutes reflect that the Veterans Park on Main and Cedar, it can be referred to as Veterans Park, but I've never seen a resolution or any other memorializing language actually dedicating that as a
If I'm not mistaken, Bob Solarski appeared before us. I had this conversation with him about 2 months ago about another group that wanted to do it. And I think if we check with Bob Solarski, we can get...
No, I mean, my point is, you could call it Veterans Park if you want, that's fine. I'm just saying that the word park connotes that there was actually some type of resolution or dedication undertaken by the village of Nyack saying this is a park, as opposed to just calling something something. Memorial Park, I understand, that's by deed, identified as a park, but just that should be in the record. Maybe called Veterans Park, but I don't know that it's formal park as a law views a park.
Okay, and I will find his, go ahead.
That would be a resolution that would be somewhere in our minutes, in the distant past somewhere, that we don't know about.
And there was a time when I actually looked for that, because it has.
So what are the implications of that, Walter?
The implications of that are, if someday there was ever, a proposal to do, construction there, a building, a structure, when it's a park, it's hard. You can't alienate a municipal park. You can't make it part of an overall different project if you have it. You can, but you need an act of the state legislature, which is a big deal. Whereas if it's village land, it's village land. Now
it would have been, I think you're talking about it would have been the original, because when it was first, the original landscaping, I think, was in the early 70s. for that area, before they...
And actually, when it came up is when that whole super block thing was on the table. We were trying to figure out what is the status of that land. I looked back in there during the urban renewal, because it was really interesting. I couldn't find anything saying this is a park.
All right, so let's all think about that. I'm not sure that I want to make it designated a park, if that's the case, then.
It is what it is. It's not going to change its use.
Okay, so we want to, do we need a resolution for that, or do we just need to call them and tell them if they... Walter, do we need a formal resolution? Siri, I said the wrong word. You know, when you say some word and Siri all of a sudden comes on, have you ever had that happen?
Yes.
I don't have it on my phone. I don't turn it on for that reason.
You can show me how to turn it off. Because every once in a while I'll be talking and all of a sudden I hear this.
You have to log in.
And start.
You know how to turn off the phone without the home button? I don't know how to do that either.
All right, so we'll teach you. So do we need a resolution for this, Walter?
No.
No, all right. So we just need to call them and give them the thumbs up.
Got it.
And the last, well, there's two more. One is for a refund on a boat launch that was done incorrectly.
So I think he put a kayak in, which it should be pretty, but it's on the sign. Yeah, it's on the signage, but he missed it. I don't know how you want to handle that.
Well, we usually say no. That's been what we've done in the past for parking issues. Walter, do you have any advice here for us to consider?
We did not have a motorboat, which the sign indicates, a human powerboat to relaunch it. I gave the lady back her $7. I'm not springing for another
$20.
I was waiting. I'm just going to say, is this where you kick it in again?
Yeah, I mean, is the signage clear?
Right.
Yes. Yeah, it's on the sign, and it is a launch fee. It's not necessarily a parking fee.
And it specifically says on the sign, this is not for like canoes and kayaks.
Right, the human power.
But is it clearly noted?
Yes, it's on the signage. Okay. He missed it. He says that it's on the sign. He missed the sign, and he went and did the launch. Because all the human power, it's the eco dock.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think you got to read a sign. I mean, if our signage is bad, then yes. Okay. But
he admits the scene.
Yeah.
So, and then the next one is about traffic issues on Bird and Broadway. Yeah, they're wanting stop signs on Bird and Broadway, three-way stop. I think the response to this is that the TAP project's going to change a lot of the issues. So maybe
Don, do you want Siri off entirely, or just so it no longer turns on when you say "Hey Siri"?
Oh, I never say "Hey Siri."
Oh, so you want it off for now?
Okay. For the record, Elijah just fixed my Siri on my phone. Thank you, Elijah.
My pleasure. That's why you have a millennial on the board.
Yes, that's exactly right. So I'll be happy to go around and talk with folks about this.
It's in the design. So I can give you the design section.
Yeah, we can go around and talk with folks and let them know that there will be changes and that we can't be putting stop signs in until we've got everything done.
You want yours up, didn't you?
Do you want me to talk?
Okay. Any new business?
I do, if nobody else does. Or I could do it as comments from Village. I can do it as comment from Village Board.
No new business. Any other public comment? Comments from the Village Board of Trustees. Elijah, since you said you had one, why don't you go first?
So I want to talk about the folks who are with the John Green Coalition have contacted, I think they're trying to landmark the John Green House. It's their property. So we had this long, they actually filed it last year and somehow it didn't get processed, but either way, they do finally have their application in. And there's fairly, I mean, Walter, you can refresh my memory, but they're paying fees that most applications have to pay in order to get all the review by the land use board. And I think that the concern here is this is
there's no change to the appearance of the building or the property. There's no change to use. There's no change to zone. There's really no change whatsoever to the status quo. But they're still, according to the code, apparently have to pay the fees that every other applicant to a land use board would have to pay. So my proposal would be, since I understand that is the case and that's what the current law is, that we, for applications by the owner of a historic, by the owner of a property to add them listed as a local historic landmark, I think that we should not charge them the same fees that we're charging everybody else who actually want to do something to their property.
I have no problem with that as long as, I mean, we do have to do something, right? So it should be maybe in some nominal fee.
Yeah, I think it.
For us processing paperwork.
Right, and that makes sense to me, but I think it's.
How much are we charging?
I think she said it was like about $350 that they were having to pay.
I think that's cumulatively, yeah. By the time you go through the process,
yep,
you've
yep.
got that.
So, and it just, since there's no.
What's the.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, what's the process that they have to go through?
It goes to ARB to planning, if I'm saying that right. I think it's ARB to planning back to you.
So it does go through a process. That
yeah, it goes through a process. And there,
are there things that we,
and there's the two fees
notices that, we have to put out and things
yeah.
like that? Can we figure out what the actual
yeah,
costs
yeah, let's figure
are
out
so
what it actually
see.
Is, because didn't they come to us?
They
know,
came to us to waive
we,
the building fees.
Right.
But that's, and that I agree.
This is different.
Because this,
okay.
they're not doing anything. They're just basically saying, we have a local landmark, we have a process in our existing code that a property owner can request their building be designated as a local landmark. Which,
if it's costing the village money,
mm-hmm. no,
we should then we should recoup.
Right, but maybe we can somehow have it so that it's either at cost or it's,
or at least less.
Because we do have it in our, you know, historic preservation is in our master plan as a.
Right.
Diagram.
No, I have no problem with us doing
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I would say
different.
Whatever the cost
yeah.
is, the village should
to,
not absorb that.
Yeah. Because I think it, right, because there's no actual change proposed to any aspect
right,
of the building.
So let's get the number,
great.
And then we'll look at it.
Great.
And then we'll
good
look
suggestion.
At it, because now have they formed their nonprofit?
Yeah,
they have.
Yeah. But anybody can do this. I mean, you could.
No, I'm just trying.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want to eliminate any fees that they have to pay if they're.
The only fee that he's recommending
right.
we look at is the one for them to get the historic
right.
designation.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not saying just because,
okay.
like in theory, you know, if
right,
you know,
that's fine.
Like if Don
whatever
cost
it is to us, right?
Yeah. Just to get it designated as a land. And
right.
I think
right.
this would be different if we were talking about a historic district, because then that would be village initiated, and it also affects more things. But if it's an individual property owner that's trying to get landmark for their site, I think we. Want to as much as possible encourage that.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a good idea. So let's get the
thanks.
Numbers, and then we'll review the numbers.
Thanks.
Louise?
No, nothing. Except
great.
For what I already addressed.
We'll call it up.
I've received a request from the Housing Authority for funding of a breakfast club up top for $11,000 a year. I've told them that we, and it would be a grant to the NIAC Center to run it. And I basically told them that we don't have the money, but I would bring it up to people for consideration.
Didn't they used to do that?
They did, they
yeah,
pay
they,
for
they,
it
yeah,
before,
I just wanted to say,
and
right.
they've, it, it's, there's a bit of a back and forth going on with their board, so my recommendation is that we don't get involved
mm-hmm.
in it at
I
this
agree.
Moment, and that we let the board sort of hash out what they want to do.
Yep.
And then in next year's budget, if we want to consider something like that, we can, but I think we should probably stay away from it for this
mm-hmm.
year.
I agree.
I think we have to wait for the budget. I mean, unless Jennifer's telling us that we've flush with cash and have, you know,
yeah,
so.
I agree.
That's not happening.
I would entertain a motion to go into executive session.
So made.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, everyone,
thanks,
for
guys.
Being here.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure. mind just getting the door on your way up?